This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I sound very sober.
Not a lot of things to do.
I am sober.
It's just a funny, I'm sorry to overstep my injury.
It's okay.
But that just sounded funny. I sound sober today. What an unusual event. Can you do the show sober?
Somber maybe is better. I don't know.
Is that what you said? Somber?
No, I said sober, but I think maybe I meant somber. Because the news, the stuff that's in the list this week is so serious.
Not that
it isn't usually, but... Yeah, there's a lot of a serious tone to what's going on, both on the talk radio circuit, if you will, and in this list. So,
Don't you like the way evening news people, usually on local stations, take on the mood of the story? And the fire killed 17 people. On the brighter note, a cat was saved from a tree. You know, they're so sincere.
Excuse me. Yeah, right. Well, listen. What they're supposed to do, right?
All right. Well, let me let you do your proper intro. I'm terribly sorry, but
you don't have to be sorry at all. It's a part of the charm that we have in our relationship.
Oh, and that's one thing I noticed. We are very charming.
We are.
I wish more people realized it.
We're charming. Charmed, I'm sure. Okay. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, a very charming individual, as he proves every week here on this program. And I'm Doug Steffen, here to try to figure out... We just steer the ship in what direction, one direction or another. Well, we have to stay out of the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal order to be steered appropriately. We have 10 items on the story list as usual, and we have 10 items on the people list as usual. So, Michael Harrison, please do the honors and let's go through the list.
Here we are as we checked out the scene on news talk media this past week, predominantly radio, such as the stations folks listening to this show are tuned to at the moment. At number 10, severe winter weather has been a topic of conversation.
Not where you and I are. Look how cold it is in New England. Oof, wow.
I don't know where you are. Where are you?
I'm California.
How is it out there?
That's better than it is. Better than it is where I was yesterday, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm in Florida, and it's freezing here, but I've been in a few radio shows, and I tell people it's freezing in Florida. They say, well, how cold is it? I say about 60 degrees.
60 degrees, yeah, you win.
Yeah, right. That's what they say about here in California, too. Right. Anyway,
the World Economic Forum is at number 9. Artificial intelligence and deep fakes take their place or its place at number 8. The Supreme Court of the United States Chevron arguments at number 7.
Ah, man, is that a great story. We've got to talk about that.
All right, bring me up to speed on it. Number 6, the U.S. Houthi strikes. The Israel-Hamas war is at 5. At number 4, the government shutdown and the debate over Ukraine aid. Number 3, Trump's amazing array of legal battles. At number 2, the U.S. migrant crisis. And at number 1, the presidential race. And, of course, we're still talking about, although it was no surprise, we're talking about the Iowa caucuses, and we'll do so until New Hampshire. The caucuses will be forgotten. The people list, at number 10, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 9, Hunter Biden. At number 8, Neil Gorsuch. Benjamin Netanyahu at 7, Greg Abbott at 6. Number 5, Mike Johnson. Number 4, Louis Kaplan and Alina Haba. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis take the third spot together. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at 1.
Yay! Joe Biden. He's having a hard time even getting on the New Hampshire ballot. This guy... it was very interesting to look at the stats, Michael, because the Republicans, obviously, or the Trumpers, when I was, it's a big win in Iowa, Trump got 51% of the vote and the other people got 49%. So how is that a big win? He won, for sure. Not that there's any surprise in that.
And he'll probably win.
And he'll probably win the Republican nomination. And he'll probably be the next president. So why don't we just short-circuit all of this stuff and
make him king?
Yeah, right, exactly. Would you like to be king?
Have a coronation. Get one of those golden, yeah, you know, coaches and drag him around Washington and sell tremendous amount of tourist packages.
Yeah, fabulous. Do you know who Laura Loomer is?
No.
So I looked at this, and I like to dig around and stuff. I don't like to talk about what everybody else talks about on the air. So I looked into Laura Loomer. She is, in a manner of speaking, a big supporter of Trump. She's all over the place. She's one of these social media people. She followed Ron DeSantis around into Iowa and was peppering him with questions. She's a plant. And she goes around and tries to embarrass the candidates with questions that will hopefully embarrass them. She is a right-winger to the nth degree. And this has worried a number of people who are trying to keep Trump on the straight and narrow. We all know what a waste of time that is, because Trump's going to Trump himself. He's not going to worry about what other people think. But this lady, because she's made a lot of anti-Muslim remarks and has been very out there when it comes to talking about DeSantis, you know, she's got a blog, and in the blog she writes about how DeSantis is a waste of people's money. Why do people keep giving to his campaign? Looks just like Monica Lewinsky.
Huh.
And who knows what else is going on, but she's somebody who's out there, and there's a bunch of people like this who are that age. You know, we think that the Trump supporters are all kind of older, right? Don't we? Is that an assumption? That maybe isn't a fair assumption, but it's an assumption that most of the people who like Trump are older. Most of the people who vote are older. But these people like this young lady, I think she's 23 or 24, around all over the place. What makes people like that tick, Michael? What do you think?
What aspect of what they do are you asking me?
I'm asking, why would they become so enamored with Trump and this lady is a blogger. I don't know how she makes her living, but she spends all of her time, and there are other people doing it, following the various candidates and
why do people spend thousands of dollars to buy Taylor Swift tickets? It has to do with idolatry, idol worship. It has to do with the fact that some people, there's a certain percentage of the people in our population that are prone to become idol worshippers, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's music. And that's my quick off-the-top-of-the-head answer. I'm not a psychologist, and I don't know the specific cases of this particular woman, but in politics, there are groupies, there are zealots, and there are just people who, when you take a charismatic figure, whether for good or bad, Donald Trump, probably the most amazingly charismatic, in the broad sense of the term, individual we've ever seen in our lifetime, he's going to attract loyalists and followers just for that very reason, if nothing else.
So he said at the caucus, the pre-caucus event on Sunday in Iowa, he looked at her, gave her a shout-out, said, "You want somebody like her on your side." Now, what does that do to the ego of a 23-year-old? He appeared with this lady on a video at his golf club, so she's been around him for sure. He referred to her as somebody really, I can hear him, right, in his voice, really, really, I can't do a Trump, really, really very special, however
sure
Trump.
Could.
Yeah. See, no, I don't want to.
I've been trying so hard to practice.
Oh, have you?
I could do a Nixon, but it doesn't have a lot of application anymore. But I can't do a Trump, but he said, go back to what you're saying, so she heard him.
No, I think that... she made fun of DeSantis's wife, and it's just she's kind of like a mini Trump in a manner of speech. She just throws stuff against the wall, says all kinds of outrageous stuff, and people apparently Trump obviously likes it because he keeps talking about her and talking to her. She's at every event that he does, wherever he is, she's there. And Monica Lewinsky, part two.
Could you imagine if they revealed that Trump had a girlfriend? That would bring him down. He'd be ruined forever.
Right. Hello.
The only man completely impervious to Me Too.
the Pakistanians, this is the all the war stuff, and the subtext to the Middle Eastern war is what the Iranians are doing. And not only are they taking, they're funding the stuff that's going on with some of the shipping lanes, and they're terrorizing this whole area of the world. They attacked Pakistan this week, and so the Pakistanis decided they were going to retaliate, and they did. They attacked Iran, targeting military positions. So not only is Iran making trouble with their friends that are anti-Israeli, but they're also making trouble with the Pakistanis. There have been two or three other incidents. I was, you'll get a kick out of this. I'm having one of my trucks painted at a Maaco. It's a farm truck, so I have to spend a lot of money. Maaco painting shop. And so I go in, and the guy's giving me a price, and he starts telling me about his native Iran. And he doesn't, I don't know what he, why he decided he wanted to talk to me about it, but he went on for 20 minutes about how difficult it is to live in Iran for people who are, you know, against the Ayatollah. But yet he said 80% of the people in the country are against the Ayatollah. And I said, so how come they don't get rid of him?
Yeah.
And he
true.
Said, because they have too much of a stranglehold on the military and, you know, basically kind of government corporate speak there. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
It's very interesting. It's yeah. true. There's a tremendous
resistance. A lot of Iranians live in America. Yeah.
All right, 18 United States.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now we have 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as usual, as he has been for years and years and years, decades, in fact. He and I doing this program as a matter of course. It's one of those things that I would not feel the week was complete without our time together, Michael.
I appreciate that. I enjoy speaking with you as well, and it's just hard to wrap the brain around the fact that so much time has gone by.
I know it. Okay, so there's this thing, the Supreme Court, one of the items on the top 10 list this week is a focus on the so-called Chevron decision. This is something that is so important, and yet it is so... I'm glad that it made it to the list. I was kind of concerned that it might not make it to the list, even though in my mind it is certainly is very, very important and deserves to be on this list as a very important subject, because people, every single person listening to this program right now is affected by this rule. And what the rule is about is allowing government agencies to promulgate rules and regulations without going through the legislative process. This was first enacted in 1984. And then allowing those people in the various agencies to interpret what the rules and regs are that were either written by them or predecessors without, again, any legislative or judicial input, unless the people who are victims of, and I say victims not advisedly, because most of the people affected by these rules and regulations are, they become victims of EPA decisions or FCC decisions or FAA decisions or whatever the government agency is. The people who are the regulators make the rules, and they never go to Congress. So there are all these rules and regulations that are subject to interpretation by judges, and the Supreme Court says, no. Or at least in the hearing that was held the other day, the majority of people in the Supreme Court said, nah, we don't like this, and we got to do something about it. And I say this is a breath of fresh air, because how many people have come across one thing or another, the Registry of Motor Vehicles and their rules and regulations, you know, the IRS and their rules and regulations. Congress hasn't enacted those rules and regs. They get promulgated by the members of the team, if you will, that are asked to, okay, write this rule and come up with that thing, and then it becomes like law.
So the issue is whether or not bureaucrats have the right to legislate.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
But conversely, though, the legislature, the Congress, have the time to deal with all of the rules and regulations of every
That's
vehicle.
Their job, isn't it? Why would it? There's too damn many rules and regs. You know that as well as I do. There's all kinds of stupid rules and regulations that have no meaning, and yet we. I tell the story all the time of this kid who was 23 years old, just got out of school, and he was working for the EPA, and he came to my farm, and he looked at a puddle in the driveway and said, "That's a waterway. We'll regulate that. The EPA should be in charge of the water in your driveway." I looked at him and I laughed. I said, "Get out of here." And that was it.
And then you threw him in the puddle and he drowned.
No, no, but I threw him off the farm. I don't know, these people are nuts. And this is what goes on, and people go to court all the time over things like this. Mm. And it's wrong. And so I think it's refreshing and fabulous the Supreme Court is taking this up, frankly. I hope that they stick it to him. That sounds about
fascinating. I'm glad you clarified it, because I frankly, as I said to you earlier, fill us in on this. This is so much more up your alley.
I'm going
to
ask, and later on in the hour, we'll have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, who is our official legal expert. I'm going to ask him to give us a little more detail about the Chevron rule, how it applies, and whether the Supreme Court should be tossing it. So we'll do that. And we're continuing, of course, with the countdown. Talk host Martha Zoller is going to join us in the next half hour here of the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. lawmakers are approving another stopgap spending package that officially keeps federal agencies funded through early March, sending the measure to the White House for President Biden's signature late Thursday. The House approved the shutdown averting legislation just hours after the Senate's relatively speedy passage. Audio from the 911 call to send Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to the hospital January 1st, a top aide asking for discretion.
Can I ask, can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
In that recording obtained by CNN, the dispatcher explains that ambulances usually turn off lights and sirens on residential streets. Austin was treated at Walter Reed Hospital earlier for prostate cancer. The White House, Congress, and the National Security Council were not informed until days later, which has drawn intense criticism from members of both parties. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the countdown at 34 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a highlight of the research, the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the staff that's been working for years and years, listening to talk radio programs all around the country, talking to management, doing the research to find out what the top items are in the traditional news talk radio world. So Michael does that, and then we talk about some of the nuance of some of the stories. I keep going back to Trump or the campaign because it's number one on the list, and so much stuff is here. We can have the whole conversation about competency, for example. Is Biden competent to run? Is Trump competent to run? My question is Kamala Harris competent? If something happens to Biden, she's a nitwit as far as I'm concerned. And the reason I'm even thinking about her is because of the headline today in the New York Times. She says, quote, she's scared as heck about Trump being reelected. Mm-hmm. I'll fight against it, she says, yada, yada. And yet the Trumpers say a vote for Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris as president, and that doesn't set too
They're scared
well,
as heck, too.
Yeah.
Everybody is scared as heck. I've come to the conclusion that none of them are competent, that the only thing that you really can do is judge results. To judge competency, to character, personality, of both Trump and Biden, both sides have easy pickings. I mean, it's easy to complain about both of them. They both leave a lot to be desired. And Kamala Harris, damn right. That's a problem. And how about Trump's running mate? We don't even know who that is. It might even be Tucker Carlson. Could you imagine Tucker Carlson being a heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States? We're not talking about Trump being a spring chicken, you know? People talk about Trump as if he's eternal. My gosh. There's no discussion really out there about who the vice president would be, and that's just as important with Trump as it is with Biden.
Right. So, just to follow, let's take another step on that ladder for a moment. The Republican Party that I belong to, I was a member of the young...
The young? They threw you out.
Well, no, in high school, no, but in high school, I started a Young Republican Club
did
in my high
really?
School.
I did.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, and I was. There were very few people who were interested in being along at that time. This is in the mid '60s of being a Republican in Massachusetts. Even then, we know how hard it is to be a Republican in Massachusetts now. Wow. It was hard then, and. You know, I think back about what the Republicans stood for, or what I thought they stood for back at that time, and I was happy many years in my life to declare myself a Republican.
Right.
I am not a Republican now. I don't declare myself to be a Republican because I'm not happy with where the party has gone. Trump has basically remade, it started before he kind of got there, but it certainly has been remade under him. And then you wonder yourself, okay, how permanent is this change?
Good
how
issues.
Long will he?
Good question.
Will he last?
Yeah. What do you
good
think?
Questions.
Well, no, I think your questions are the answer. I don't have the answers. These are the right questions. You're asking the right questions. I was politically active also as a kid. I was the president of the local chapter of the Village Idiots for Nixon, and
it was were you really?
No.
The idiots that you have that song. The idiots.
But parties change. And that's why we have to be careful with categories. What does liberal mean? What is what is a Democrat? What is a conservative? What is a Republican? We really do need to teach in school and for us to be cognizant in the media about how labels don't mean anything if we don't put them into context. Political parties evolve. As a matter of fact, sometimes they flip-flop, and the party that stood for one thing is the opposite 25, 30, 40 years later.
Yep, exactly. So there's a thing floating around on the Daily Beast that claims Chris Christie has something on Trump that he has not ever used. And that if it becomes public, it will stop Donald Trump in his tracks.
I'm not holding my breath.
It's somebody who's come up with a story that will get somebody's attention. Meanwhile, one other thing here before Martha Zoller joins us. The government shutdown and where you have placed the new speaker in a prominent position on the people list and certainly his moves to avert a government shutdown, kicking the can down the road till March. So we got a few more weeks here. What do you think is the right side of the party, the people that are hosting many of these programs, do they have the same spin on this when it comes to Mike Johnson?
Yeah,
and we're.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He's in the same position that Kevin McCarthy was three months ago.
Well, time changes the nature of things, and so much of it is political and emotional, and not really based in any kind of substance. But the question that you just asked is a great one to ask Martha Zoller, because Martha Zoller, who's coming on in a moment, is one of the most plugged in and sober, back to the word from the beginning of our conversation, observers of Republican politics.
Yep.
She is a lifelong Republican. She's a conservative. She's one of the most influential women in Georgia, which is one of the most influential states in the country. And one of the things I've always found talking to her is that she's very even-handed and she's very accurate. We should ask her the question of what's going on in the Republican Party in terms of what it stands for today versus 10 years ago versus when we were all kids.
You know what? We'll do that in just a matter of moments here. Stand by for that up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephanie here with the overview now of the people list. We like to have these lists, the official lists, at least aired once every hour of our countdown experience. And so at number 10 on the people list this week is Mr. Zelensky from Ukraine. Number 9, Hunter Biden. Number 8, Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Courter. Let's see here. Number 7 is Benjamin Netanyahu. Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas. Number 6, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is number 5. Lewis Kaplan and Elena Haba, I think is how you pronounce her name, is number 4. Nikki Haley, number 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. Is Nikki Haley going to become Donald Trump's vice presidential pick? I'm betting the answer to that is no, even though it's a smart pick. We'll talk about that as we talk about all of this stuff during the course of the countdown. That's the list of the important people, according to Talkers Magazine. Check it out, talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Now 43 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We have with us Martha Zoller, who is a well-known Georgian when it comes to talk radio and politics and stuff. And she was also Talkers Magazine the Woman of the Year last year. So, Michael, you and I were just talking about how we wanted to start the conversation with Martha regarding the Republican Party, because she's a Republican strategist, so she knows her way around. So take it away.
Well, Martha, you might have heard, while getting ready in the green room, Doug asked the question, how has the Republican Party changed? Is it changing, and is it forever? You're an expert on Republican politics, and you're in the heart of the political world. What is the story with the Republican Party? Where is it coming from, and where is it going?
Well, there's a real realignment going on with both parties, actually, if you look at what has happened in the Trump era, which, you know, really, if you want to tell the truth, I love it how people like to call people rhinos or whatever it is. But, you know, Donald Trump really was the ultimate rhino. And what I mean by that is he saw an opportunity in the Republican Party, and he, after being registered as many different parties over his lifetime, he became the Republican nominee and looks like he's going to do that again. And he has caused some of this realignment, but I think it was already starting. And that was this realignment of kind of college educated type folks are moving to the Democratic Party. More working class folks, I would go as far as to say union folks, are moving to the Republican Party. And then you're starting to see other realignments of basic groups that used to align with the other parties. And this happens every 50 or 60 years. We're just living through it right now.
Wow. Are you comfortable with this? Where do you stand in terms of all of that?
I'm comfortable with my conservative values. I haven't changed. The party has changed. We've heard that before. Zell Miller famously said that about the Democratic Party in his book, A National Party No More. But this alignment has been going on for a while. But you know what? I still believe in the values of the Republican Party, and I do think that conservative values and slower moving progress is the best thing for the country. So I'm comfortable with it. But I tell you what, Iowa was very interesting because unlike 2016 and 2020, the Trump campaign was very well organized. He probably had his best group of people he's ever had. He had great precinct captains, and he kept expectations, or his campaign kept expectations down. And him ending up at 51.5% kind of was where it made it look like a huge success, which it was. It was the biggest win for a Republican ever in the Iowa caucus. And so we're going on to New Hampshire, where, again, it looks like he may win New Hampshire now, even though Nikki Haley looks like she's coming very close. I think Nikki Haley is the only person that has an opportunity to kind of close the gap. But let's be honest here, it's about a 2% chance that somebody besides Donald Trump will be the nominee in the Republican Party.
Do you think Nikki Haley is jockeying? Do you think she's jockeying for a VP position? Do you think that Nikki Haley is jockeying for a vice presidential spot?
I don't know if she's thinking that way yet. I think she still thinks that she could make it, but I think it would be a smart thing for him to do, because the problem Donald Trump has is not with, quote, MAGA voters. They're with him no matter what. I think we've established that. It's for people like me that have voted for him twice, gave money to him, and now is looking for somebody else. It's the people like me who are looking to vote somewhere else.
Yeah. All right. You also are on the Georgia State Board of Education. And the situation that exists, I want to sort of turn this away from politics for a moment, if we can. We got a couple of minutes left here. The way that children are being indoctrinated today, and I'm using that word not necessarily advisedly. I talk all the time about how youngsters are being taught what to think instead of how to think. So how does that play into what's going on in Georgia?
Well, and I do serve the 9th District of the State Board of Education, and one of the things that we have done is we've worked very hard at making sure that we limit divisive concepts that are being taught, but we still maintain local control. And also one thing we're doing is that we have started teaching careers in late elementary school, where a child, we mix it into the math standards, we mix it into the reading standards, say construction or medical jobs or whatever it is, so that by the time they get to high school, when they are making those decisions, they've already been exposed. So we've spent a lot of time focusing on how, what you're going to do with your education when you get out. And because we really didn't shut our schools down, but for 2 months, they went back to regular schooling in August of 2020. Our kids are not lagging behind as far as kids that were shut down for over a year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Quick focus on your run for Congress. How'd you make that decision to run?
Well, I believed at the time, and I still do, that I was the best option at the time. I ran in 2012. That's a long time ago now. I still get people ask me to run, but I'm past that place in my life. I don't really want to. I think that I do better in helping other people get elected than I do in me being elected official myself. But Congress is a mess, and it's not better than it was 10 years ago.
No, that's for sure. Oy, man. You can say that. 10 seconds on where you get your news. You talk on the air about this news talk station, a news talk program. Where do you get your news?
I read everything. I mean, I try to get back to first sources as much as possible. I listen to podcasts, but I also do, I read much more than I listen, even though I do radio.
Hi, Martha. Nice to have you here to learn more about you and what's going on with you. Talkers Magazine Women of the Year last year, Martha Zoller, on with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here as we continue on moving into the Steve Wiseman Zone. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 past the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen with my good friend, and I think I say that not advisedly because I think that we can call each other good friends. Can we? We can call ourselves anything we want, but I kind of like to call you, I think you are a good friend. And I think you're one of the smartest people I know. And I think over the years and years and years, and I say this every once in a while, I have never asked you a question for which you did not have an answer. And it's not like the old Larry Glick, who was a radio host in Boston that we both know, who used to, when you'd ask him a question, he'd make up an answer. I got an answer for every question. May not be the right answer, but it's a snappy one.
So, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, exactly, right. So that's not Wiseman, though. Wiseman is coming up with answers that make some sense based on his measured expertise in the law. So the Supreme Court has this week taken up the so-called Chevron rule. I think this is fabulous because you and I, we may not agree on this particular thing, but I want to know the nuts and bolts. I've tried to explain what has brought it around since 1984. These regulations have been all over the place. You've got too many of them and who interprets them and all that stuff. So you want to go through how it actually works?
Sure. You know, this, I'm really glad you brought this up because It's something that is somewhat complicated, and it is incredibly important in how the country is going to operate and how the government works, and yet I really haven't seen a lot of good, concise explanations. So here's the deal. When Congress take for example, environmental laws, Congress does not have the expertise to create every little precise rule when they make a broad environmental law. So what they do is they pass the law, and then they go to federal agencies. And this is what the crux of this is. If a law is somehow ambiguous and has to be interpreted, should the agencies make the rules and interpret the law? And that's what this is all about. And the issue is here, is an agency overstepping their authority by making, in effect, new laws instead of just having reasonable extensions of what the laws say. And if it turns out, and I think there's a good likelihood that the Supreme Court will say that the agencies have extended beyond making reasonable regulations as far as interpreting the law, it will go back to the courts. And quite frankly, there should be some kind of compromise, but I get this. These regulatory agencies do not have judicial power. And so if a law does need, or a rule or regulation does need to be interpreted, it should be the courts that do it. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. And That's a great way. I mean, I'm almost giddy about this because I've been affected. All of us have, whether you realize it or not. Whether you go to the DMV and you get screwed around with because some guy's read a regulation that some bureaucrat has made, and it affects you in one way or another. This way too much of it. So.
Particularly if you go back to, you have elected officials who are passing laws and responsive to the public. If you have regulatory agencies, they're just doing their own little fiefdom. So right. I agree with you on this one.
They're not responsive at all to the public. Okay. So there's an Ohio elected official who apparently had his constitutional rights violated. Actually, this is a lady. A colleague on a county board of commissioners had her arrested for criticizing the sheriff during a public meeting. And the judge said the judge threw it out because her rights were violated. But, you know, you wonder about how much of this kind of stuff in Ohio, you know, you maybe you would figure this would happen someplace down in deepest, darkest Alabama. But in Ohio, so, I mean, you wonder how much, do you ever wonder how much of this stuff actually goes on?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it is extremely offensive, and quite frankly, I think that this could be a civil lawsuit for a malicious prosecution, because, you know, cases like this, someone will say, can I sue so-and-so? Yeah, anybody can sue so-and-so, but cases can be thrown out as frivolous lawsuits, and the people who bring them can be held financially responsible, but I think there may have been some violations here. This is a really serious thing. Someone criticizes someone else, and then a criminal case is brought against them. God, is that what we've come to?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. Is that what we've come to? And a lot of it comes out of the Trump kind of thinking, I think.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Time's up. Thanks, Steve. Steve and J.J. Wiseman here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.